Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's true what they say. Sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. And by the end of this episode, you'll understand just how true that is. With an endless supply of eyebrow-raising news stories to choose from, there's never a shortage of people getting up to truly bizarre stuff. So if news of the weird is your kind of thing, stay tuned in this episode of Ridiculous News Stories You'll Refuse to Believe.
You'd be amazed.
Whoa. Man waiting for stimulus check finds $8.2 million in bank account. It's a rare joy in life to find you've been paid more than expected. But for Charles Calvin of Indiana, his bank statement almost changed his life forever when he checked it at an ATM in April 2020. Checking to make sure his federal stimulus money had been added to his account, Charles could hardly believe his eyes when his balance read, quite clearly, $8.2 million. Finding himself a millionaire through means unknown, his mind raced to all sorts of possibilities on what to spend his newly found fortune. But when he called his bank, despite his balance receipt clearly stating $8,200,000 available, nothing of the sort showed up on their system. Apparently, after an error triggered by the release of federal stimulus money, Charles's bank informed him that he had gone from broke to rich, right back to being broke again. But Charles was surprisingly optimistic. Seeing the bright side, he was quoted as saying, "Once you're poor, you ain't got nowhere else to go but up." I've got to say that's an impressively positive outlook for a guy who just lost 8 million bucks. Woman gives birth, fights off bees, starts wildfire. Yep, you heard that correctly. In 2015, a Californian woman went into labor and took a shortcut through the woods to her parents' house for help. Unfortunately, she got lost with no network service. She gave birth alone and fought off bees and mosquitoes as she desperately sought help. Eventually, she started a fire to draw attention, but the flames grew out of control and the whole mountainside forest caught ablaze. Though a lot of trees were lost, the plan worked and the woman and her child were saved. British parrot vanishes for 4 years and returns speaking Spanish. In 2010, an African gray parrot called Nigel flew away from his British owner. 4 years later, Nigel was discovered by a woman a few towns over who'd been looking for her own lost parrot and assumed Nigel was hers. But after a visit to the veterinarian, she learned she'd coincidentally captured someone else's parrot, and after some digging, she was able to locate Nigel's original owner. Weirdest of all, though, is that upon his return, his original owner noticed his parrot now occasionally squawked Spanish phrases at him. He'd also call out for someone by the name of Larry. Where Nigel had been in that time, how he returned, and who the hell Larry was, all remain a mystery. Missing woman found in her search party. When a member of their group appeared missing, an Icelandic tour group searched for hours to find her, before they realized she'd been part of her search party the whole time. Turns out she'd changed clothes without the others knowing and didn't recognize the missing person's description. Adds a whole new meaning to the term finding yourself. Mother orders eBay table but is delivered 150 live tropical fish instead.
What?
In 2015, a London woman ordered a 185-pound glass table and chairs from eBay. But when she opened her delivery, she found 40 bags containing 150 tropical fish instead. These were presumably unsuitable for sitting on or eating meals off of. Eventually, the fish were delivered safely to their intended destination, a nearby pet store, and the woman received her table. Russian spy whale having too much fun to leave Norway. In April 2019, a beluga whale wearing a GoPro harness with a label sourcing it to St. Petersburg was discovered by fishermen on the Norwegian Arctic coast. The whale, thought to be part of a Russian Navy sea mammal training operation, took a liking to Norwegian locals and chose to remain in Norway. It seems to have left its spying career behind, for now. Cops realize tiger is stuffed animal after 45-minute standoff. When a Scottish farmer frantically called the local police in 2018, they were understandably baffled when he reported spotting a tiger in his cow shed. The officer who arrived was, surprisingly, also convinced of the sight when he arrived and refused to leave his car until backup arrived. A 45-minute standoff took place before they realized the beast was just a big plush toy. How the toy got in the shed to begin with remains to be seen, but the farmer kept it as a reminder of the hilarious debacle. Man returns stolen van after finding dead body inside. Bobby Washington really shouldn't have been surprised to discover a corpse inside the van he stole from a mortuary of all places. The thief returned the van because of the hassle that comes with a corpse and promptly stole another that was corpse-free. A chase ensued and Washington was arrested for his not-so-smooth criminal activities. Flight 666 makes safe Friday the 13th landing in hell. Finnair Flight 666 at 13 hours on Friday the 13th in a 13-year-old aircraft landed safely in Helsinki in 2017, defying the odds and making that headline possible. If that much bad luck won't crash a plane, anybody's fear of flying should be put to rest. Scottish man charged after deliberately farting during strip search. After Aberdeen police brought Stuart Cook to the station under suspicion of drug possession, things got a little sour during the ensuing strip search. Cook farted towards the searching officer three times, asking, "How do you like that?" He received 75 hours of community service for drug possession in addition to his gaseous assault on the senses. Chinese hitmen jailed over repeatedly outsourced murder. A Chinese businessman received disappointing service after he paid a hitman $218,000 to assassinate a rival over a legal dispute. The hitman, not feeling like getting his hands dirty, took a cut of the cash and outsourced the task to another, cheaper hitman. Unbelievably, this process repeated itself again and again until the fifth hitman exposed the plot by meeting with the target to persuade him to fake his death. The would-be target was, for some reason, reluctant to oblige and called the cops, landing the businessman and the five hitmen hefty sentences.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I kicked burning terrorists so hard in the balls that I tore a tendon in my foot. In 2007, two men intentionally crashed a Jeep loaded with propane gas intending to cause devastation at a Glasgow airport. After the initial crash, a taxi driver stormed over to one of the now flaming attackers and injured his foot, kicking the terrorist's groin. Hard. Unfortunately for all his efforts, the taxi driver lost the pair of Nike sneakers responsible for the iconic kicking after the episode to forensic testing. Man in a Teletubby costume breaks into a home and steals leftover Chinese food. In 2014, a student was arrested for breaking into an ex-friend's home, causing $495 worth of damage and stealing Chinese food, all while dressed as a Teletubby. Intoxicated after Halloween frivolities, the costumed invader poured most of the sweet and sour chicken from the fridge into a purse he had with him, spilling some on the floor. The police were called and the student was charged with disorderly conduct and criminal mischief after he was found nearby in costume, Chinese food-filled man's purse in hand. You can't make this stuff up. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaults ex-girlfriend for waving at man dressed as Snickers bar. A costume party in one of Dublin's gay bars went awry in 2013 thanks to a furious sumo-suited woman. The woman assaulted her ex-girlfriend with a bottle hidden under her sumo costume when an argument escalated after the victim waved at a man dressed as a Snickers bar. The irate woman in character realized that for sumo wrestlers, a healthy diet is everything, and Snickers are a no-go. Topless feminist disrupts psychic pig's feeding time. During the Euro 2012 soccer tournament, a pig in Ukraine was claimed to have the ability to predict winners. It would pick food from one of two bowls marked with the flags of two competing teams, and locals claimed his choice would regularly predict the victors. When the pig got media attention, his ritual was interrupted when a woman tore off her blouse in front of the cameras, loudly denouncing the tournament. The act was a protest from the feminist group Femin against the growth of the Ukrainian sex industry and targeted Euro 2012 because it allegedly fueled sex tourism. I don't know much about that, but Femin certainly seemed to care about keeping Ukraine abreast of current issues. Egypt zoo accused of painting donkey to look like zebra. When a photo was posted online of a strange-looking zebra spotted at an Egypt zoo with black smudges on its face, zoo officials asserted it was a real zebra. But the lack of a black snout, obvious difference in ear shape, and diminutive size made it clear that the animal was a painted donkey. The attempt at deception was a hilariously lazy one. Man accused of feeding meth to attack squirrel, arrested. In June 2019, Alabama investigators issued a search warrant for a man named Mickey Polk. Their search of Polk's home yielded meth, narcotic paraphernalia, body armor, and, most importantly, Polk's pet squirrel. Neighbors claimed Polk regularly fed meth to the squirrel, whose name was D's Nuts, to make it aggressive to intruders. I'm not joking. Polk was charged with several crimes and his squirrel was released back into the wild. Now, the squirrel can be found stumbling up and down the red light district, ravaged by her addiction, selling her body for just one more hit. The tragedy's all too common. Indian man wakes up at his funeral after being pronounced dead by doctors. When a young Indian man suffered an accident in early 2019, he was taken to a hospital where he remained unconscious despite treatment. His family spent around $10,000 on his medical bills before the funds dried up. Coincidentally or not, the man was pronounced dead shortly after the family revealed they could no longer afford his medical bills. Devastated, his family were about to bury him when they noticed movements in his limbs during the funeral ceremony. He was rushed back to the hospital where doctors declared he was indeed still alive, though in a critical state. Rightfully so, an investigation was launched as he could have easily been wrongfully buried or cremated. But at least a twitching limb is less traumatic than a full-blown sit-up-in-the-coffin scenario. Cow seduces Indonesian man. Are you ready for the peak of shameful behavior? Well, in 2010, an 18-year-old Indonesian was caught doing the dirty with a cow. When caught, the man claimed the cow had taken on the form of an attractive lady, calling him by name in a sexy voice and seducing him. I don't know about you, but moo doesn't seem like dirty talk to me. Presumably, you'd think the man would be worse off than the cow when punishments were eventually handed out, but while he underwent a cleansing ritual bath and received a fine, the cow was drowned at sea, supposedly to rid the village of bad luck. Hopefully, they'll keep the frisky fellow away from the supermarket steak aisle from now on. Gordon Ramsay's sex dwarf eaten by badger. Another head-scratcher from the Sunday Sport, this is undoubtedly one of the most perplexingly brilliant headlines of all time. But the story behind it doesn't make it any less weird. In 2011, a Welshman with dwarfism named Percy Foster was making big strides in the adult film A-List of celebrity lookalikes for resembling Gordon Ramsay. But his promising career came to a grinding halt when he was found dead, partially eaten in an underground badger den. It was unclear whether the hungry badgers had been the cause of his death or had simply tucked in afterwards. Whether the dining experience was up to Chef Ramsay's usual standards is also unknown. One thing's for certain, though. From now on, those with an appetite for miniature celebrity chefs will have to look elsewhere for their fix. Now that was intense, and it really shows how surreal reality can be. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.